This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. Daily podcasts are available at dailydownload.com.
They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job. As wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub.
That's probably true.
Right?
Irish pubs are here, there, and everywhere. St. Patrick's Week. Sunday is St. Patrick's Day. So enjoy it. Good health. Here's to you. Hold up a glass of, what, Irish whiskey or some kind of Irish beer and Killing. Not feel guilty about it. Yeah, it's the time not to feel guilty about drinking
what
some beer.
What is the sandwich called? They use corned beef or roast beef sometimes. You can get it with turkey, but it's there's like sauerkraut or a slaw on it, and it's famous for all the places always have it for St. Patty's Day. Now I can't remember what it's called.
Huh. I can't either.
Are you talking about
I don't
a
know
Reuben?
The reference. Is
Maybe
it a Reuben?
It's Reuben.
Yeah.
Like corned beef sandwich or something? I don't know.
Reuben
I get it with turkey,
like
and it's actually really good.
Reuben's kind of a, sounds like more of a Jewish thing. You get it in a deli, then maybe. Although, why am I thinking about this? Rooster Cogburn, John Wayne in two movies, True Grit, and then the movie Rooster Cogburn with Kate Hepburn, Katharine Hepburn. She outed him. His real name was Reuben Cogburn. How many people remember that? Raise your hands, please, from those movies. Am I the only one?
No,
who remembers
not
that? Could be. Okay, well, listen. All right, there's some good news from the stock markets. Closing higher again. Dow Jones up. NASDAQ up. S&P up. As a matter of fact, the records continue to be set. For those of you who say, well, it doesn't mean anything to me because I'm just barely making it. That's the story. It's an interesting, there's an oxymoronic reality to this because that's the way most people you talk to them, they just, I mean, look at the conversation we're having about food. And supermarket, the charges, I said this, James was talking to you, I think yesterday, about going to the supermarket, spend $100, and what do you have? I spent $300 on Sunday, and I don't know, but I got a bunch of fruit and some grape juice and, I don't know, a bunch of things that didn't seem to amount to much, some salad stuff, it was $300. So there's good news. And then there's news that kind of affects how we all really look at things. And so there, that's how we look at things. This story really bothers me. A couple of things from Florida for us to consider here on the Good Day program this morning. The story of a fisherman whose hand was bitten off. Not just bitten, bitten off. By an alligator. This is on a golf course pond in Leesburg, Florida. This was a 9-foot, 3-inch alligator who lunged at this guy. He was fishing in the pond. That's stupid. You don't go to ponds in Leesburg, Florida. Alligators are everywhere. You got to be nuts.
Uh-huh. Especially any of the ponds that are on the golf courses. People, it's like they multitask. They'll golf and then they're right by the pond, so they'll fish real quickly and then they will go back to golfing. It's astounding. But this is like one of the characters from the Adam Sandler movie, Happy Madison. Where the guy, the character who's teaching Adam Sandler's character how to golf, he lost his hand to an alligator, and he used to be a pro golfer.
Yeah. Really? Well, there you go.
This is like life imitating art.
The callers, there were a couple of callers to 911, and they were trying to, you know, the man's moaning and groaning, obviously. I mean, can't imagine that there's got to be blood everywhere. The animal... the alligator bit off his hand. then the alligator left the guy and went to find the fish that he's thrown back in the pond. So, anyway, the guy got airlifted, and he's going to be okay, but he doesn't have a hand. And they trapped the alligator, apparently, and moved and removed him from the pond. But then what do? You make shoes out of it or handbags or something? And,
well, it's only a matter of time before another alligator gets into that pond. Like,
right, yeah. All right, also in Florida, this missing woman who was trapped in a shipping container, she was found banging on the door. Huh? Marlene Lopez, last seen on Monday before being reported missing. She was trapped in this container for a couple of days. She shared a statement on Facebook. The shipping container was next to a business. She wasn't injured. What was she doing? What the hell was she doing in the shipping container? I don't get that from looking. Police investigating it. Detectives notified that there was a woman banging on the door. They opened up the door and they found her inside of it. But this is like a bad movie.
Well,
right?
Then she had been missing. She failed to pick up her son from school, so was reported missing. Detective investigated
them too.
Known locations. Uh-huh. Yeah, this cold is making it really hard to pronounce things. But
that's okay.
I wonder, was she purposely in the container for some reason, and then got trapped in it? Was she kidnapped? Why has that side of the information not been?
Has not come out.
I understand it's an active investigation, but still.
Well, you see these shows, all the FBI shows, there's at least one every couple of weeks that has somebody in that kind of a situation. Somebody gets locked in a container, women are being illegally trafficked, and they're locked in containers. You know, and there's a reality to it. There's a reality to this stuff.
Yeah.
What's going on.
This is another reason why it's so important to look at the same story from different articles, because I just found another one that did add in that she told investigators she doesn't know how she ended up in the container.
So, is she drinking? Is that part of the deal? Okay, enough. Let's talk about Pukin Putin, shall we? He's saying very publicly and very bluntly that you better not mess with me. So, the Ukrainians have invaded Russia. This is the first time this has happened in this war. They actually went into Russia, sent drones in and tanks and stuff to blow up some power stations and that sort of thing. So Putin again says that the Russians are ready to use nuclear weapons. Do you realize how stupid that is? He's the first one who's going to get killed. Now, maybe he thinks that he's at the end of the line. You know, the thing that you worry about is a guy like him who's, number one, he's crazy. Number two, very smart. Number three, what happens? There have been rumors for years that he was sick. So let's say he has nothing to worry about, okay? I'm going out anyway, so I'll take half the world with me. And then they'll all remember me. Yeah, okay. So, anyway.
This is the second conversation of nuclear issues that we've had this week. Uri Geller, earlier in the week, said that who do we need to watch? Iran. Was it Iran?
Yeah, Iran. I agree with him. Iran's the most dangerous company. Way worse. They're more dangerous than the Russians, the Chinese, because the Ayatollah is he's a madman, and he thinks everything is going to, if he takes out as many Jews as possible, he's going to get a special place in heaven with Allah. They feel like they have nothing to lose. How do you attack, how do you counter something like that, where you're told by your religious leader that the more Jews you kill, the more you'll occupy a wonderful place in heaven? Uneducated people. Now, and it's unusual because Iran, the population is very educated there. Iran is a very, very interesting country in that it has a good economy. The government is crazy, and the people hate it, worse than we dislike our government here. And yet this guy stays in power, and the military sticks with him, so that's why there's not an overthrow. But these people are out of their minds, and they think, okay, I'm going to go to heaven. The more Jews I kill, I'm going straight to the top. and they convince uneducated people to believe in the message that that's what they should be doing. That's what this is all about. That's what Hamas is about. Hezbollah is all about that. That's what the problem with the Palestinians and the Israelis is. So you have this kind. It isn't really ignorance. It's narcissism combined with mental, the mental state of mind that people do have medical and mental trauma. So, I don't know. I don't get it. But then that's me. Take a deep breath, Doug. All right. Here's a letter carrier who's complaining about how many times he's been robbed. How many people are following this? The United States Postal Service is launching something they call Project Safe Delivery with a pledge that they'll be doubling down in their efforts to combat growing rates of letter carrier robberies.
Yeah.
So what do you think you're going to get if you rob a letter carrier? I don't know how many people
have money. Credit cards. Intercepting somebody's credit card or banking card.
Yeah, how do you use it if you don't...
There's so many people that send money, cash, checks in the mail still.
How dumb is that? Yeah. But how do you use somebody else's credit card? You have to know what your Social Security number is. You have to know what the last digits are of the Social Security number when you call in. There's all kinds of things.
Whenever I've gotten a new bank card... I have to. It has a sticker on the card, and you call the number, and then you insert the card number, and then you set up a new passcode key. There's no personalized information.
Well, the folks in the legislature say they're going to introduce a bill to accelerate the replacement of lots of mailbox keys, boost prosecutions, review sentencing guidelines. I saw one of the mail carriers said that she was like a sitting duck out there. Says postal leadership is failing to do enough to address the problem. There were 643 robberies of mail trucks last year, 30% more than the year before. Wow. There's something really shaking going on there. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No scam here. It's the real deal. It's the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, 23 after the hour, social media time in this hour devoted to, at least in part, some of the technology. There's a bill floating around Congress this week banning TikTok. There are 170 million users in our country of TikTok. But they want to get rid of the Chinese-based owner because of the connection it has to the government, to the Communist Party. So the bill would require that ByteDance, which is the name of the Chinese company, divested in 165 days. That's a very interesting reality. Let's see where it goes. We'll know by the end of the week what happens to that and who signs up.
The poll has already shown that Instagram users are outweighing TikTok users anymore at this point, too.
Well, people are getting the message. But isn't it an age thing more than anything else, right?
I think it's an age thing for sure. But also, it always was what you can do with certain social media things. And now, Instagram and TikTok, there's not a lot of difference. Because everything you can do with the videos on TikTok, you can do with Instagram Reels.
All right. That's good. I don't know enough about it. I look to you for anything that has anything earnestly to do with this. Because I have very little, if anything, or nothing to do with some of this stuff, and it just becomes a distraction for me. Now, let's go one step further with the age thing, Jay. Apparently, according to the Pew Research Center, teens are seeking social media balance, and they think their parents ought to do the same thing. So some teenagers, anyway, are heeding the call to self-regulate their usage. 4 in 10 say they've cut back on their social media use and time. About a third in this survey say they have cut back on the time they spend on their smartphone as well. So let's see here. There's a gender difference in self-regulation. Girls are more likely than boys to say they spend too much time on either of the technologies. But they're also more likely than boys to say they've taken steps to cut back on the time that they use on social media or on their phone. We ask teenagers to assess how often their parents are distracted when they're trying to have a conversation with them. Half the teens said that it happens at least some of the time. I think that's true. A lot of parents.
More than that. Yeah.
You go into a restaurant.
We have people. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, no, I just, I'm recalling times in a restaurant when you see, I remember more recently a daughter and her mother were sitting across from each other and they had just ordered and they were texting each other across the table.
Were they texting each other or texting other people?
No, no, they were, and then they look at each other after they texted a message to each other. Oh, my God.
But there are people who will, they'll just scroll through social media, or they, if they're doing something, they have to take a picture of it and put it up on social media or send it to people in real time. They can't just wait, like take a picture and then wait and post it or send it and do it later. We have people in our life that we will not allow to watch our son because we don't trust them to stay off of their phone long enough to take care of him, to mind his well-being.
Yep. And then there's the focus on Kate Middleton's Mother's Day photo. Here's another headline. We were talking about this earlier. Royal Insider explains what the Kate photo actually tells us. It's a scandal.
What is that?
It is a scandal? Deeper digging into, this is somebody who really, really needs to get a life. There's something about her children and being photoshopped and all that kind of stuff. I said to Jay earlier, what... Princess Charlotte's sleeve was removed above her left hand. That's one of the things. The zipper on Princess Kate's top appears edited. Princess Charlotte's haircut is... It was just... Hello. Would you mind getting a life, please? Thanks very much. 28 after the hour.
Nobody loves their cable company except for internet access. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. To find what you want to watch rather than the several hundred channels your cable or satellite menu force feeds you, explore cordcuttersnews.com. It's a buyer's guide for spending less or spending nothing on television. Founder Luke Buma told me that for the vast majority of Americans, everything they want to watch is available streaming. The only reason many still subscribe to cable or satellite is live sports, and many team channels now offer streaming. Some cord cutters do end up paying cable-sized money, but what they end up with is 100% their menu. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Elizabeth Miller is here. She knows all about losing weight for sure. She knows how Calitrin works. And because we are in the President's time, if you will, President's Day, President's Week, President's Month, the folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day 90-day meltdown. So how do people take advantage? There are other products. Calitrin is the one we know the best because it works in a fabulous way, helps millions of people, literally millions of people around the country and around the world. What's the scoop here, Elizabeth?
This is so exciting because it does contain other products in it. So Calitrin works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's revving up your metabolism all over. It's also repairing joint pain. It's also helping with sleep and energy levels, all around just working to rev up your metabolism.
By the way, this meltdown package is available now. Normal price is close to $400. You can buy it right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Six charges against former President Trump and other defendants in the Georgia election interference case have been dropped. Georgia Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee dismissed charges related to solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer while keeping the remaining 41-count indictment intact. Lawyers representing a Boeing whistleblower whose death was determined to be from a self-inflicted gunshot wound over the weekend are urging authorities to conduct a more thorough investigation. 62-year-old John Barnett was found dead outside a hotel in Charleston, South Carolina. In a statement, Barnett's attorneys emphasized that they saw no signs suggesting he would take his own life. Don Lemon announced that his contract with Elon Musk for a new show on X is terminated. Lemon mentioned in a statement on X that Musk canceled the deal just hours after their interview, expressing displeasure with it. Lemon also promised to share more details about the situation in a separate video. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Good day,
Karen.
It's going to
be a good day.
It has been a good day.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who says if you like to eat, check out the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Chuckle here, little chuckle there. It's 35 at the hour, 25 before the new hour. This is the Good Day program. driving you to think, driving you to smile, just driving you to work, perhaps. Depends on the time of day you're listening. I'm Doug. Jay is here. James Collins in the control room in our major studio, main studio in Dallas. The see-through baseball pants. Back now, they're getting closer. I thought these were going to be eliminated, but apparently they are not, because it still is a thing. We talked about this when the first games were played last month, and now we're getting close to the beginning of the season.
And you can see the outline of like where the shirt is tucked in. I don't think they meant for this to be
the underpants see-through.
It just happens to be a bad material and just not thick enough for.
So there's a lot of chatter, Jay, among hardcore fans and also maybe casual observers like us. They want to expand their reach, so the people that run Major League Baseball say, and this is a way to get more people interested in the game, to have you look at the packages inside the pants. That's a way to get people interested, eh? So the conversation is about trades that are taking place and how the teams are doing so far and where they're going to end up in the ratings. No, it's all about the pants.
Still about those pants.
All right. Leave nothing to the imagination. So anyway, it's a lot of photos of these things. And so here's what I was thinking. When I was a kid, a lot of people collected. I think I had a few baseball cards, but not many. But, you know, that's been a big thing over the years. Baseball cards, Mickey Mantle, Ted Williams, Aaron Rodgers, whoever it is that Aaron Rodgers, who did he play for? I'm trying to remember why I remember that. And the more I remember Aaron Rodgers because I'm...
The football player?
Is he a football player? I thought he was a baseball player. A football player? Okay. Football. Shows you how much I know about that. I know he's a sports figure, but the more...
He does the sports ball.
So he... Robert F. Kennedy is waiting in the wings for these guys to start attacking each other. That is Trump and Biden. And he's going to come out, try to be the hero. And he has been talking about who his vice presidential candidates might be. Aaron Rodgers is one of them, and Jesse Ventura is another one.
Those are very different
options.
Interesting.
Yeah. Jesse Ventura was like the governor of Minnesota or something, wasn't he, for a while? If I remember correctly, the wrestler was the governor or the mayor or something.
Wait, he was
everybody knew. Yeah, Jesse Ventura, big-time wrestler. Yeah.
I only know him as the politician.
He was a wrestler. No, he was a wrestler. That's where he got his notoriety. He was like the.
Never knew that. You learn something new every day.
I knew him as
a politician.
There you go. All right. Speaking of things that you may or may not have known, I'm looking at the. We just were talking about the productivity or lack thereof. We were talking about the TikTok bill. That's before Congress this week. And I started looking back at Congress and the laws that has been passing in the last, let's say, since the Nixon era in the mid-70s. Nixon and Gerry Ford. In, the most laws in a session that were ever passed, 1985, where 704 laws were passed. And then fast forward... to last year, 294 bills were passed. Remember when the government shut down for 21 days back in 1995? They passed more laws that year than have been passed this year. And, you know, the business about passing laws is not just about that. Is that a measure of productivity? But the laws themselves and what they're all about. And the fact that there's nothing, everything's so polarized, you can't get anything of consequence done because both the Republicans and Democrats are so far apart ideologically that they're more apart than they have been ever in my lifetime that I can remember. I was very active politically when I was in high school. Where I grew up here in Framingham, there weren't then and there aren't now a lot of Democrats, but I was still the president of the Republican Club in high school. And I remember, you know, we got involved in issues in the 60s when Kennedy was shot. That became a big deal. And I don't know. I look around now and it nauseates me, frankly, to see what's going on and who's doing what and who's not doing what. It's nauseous and it's toxic. And the way, if Jennifer were here, we could talk. Jay, I think you and I have, Jennifer is much closer to this stuff as to how, for example, they shovel all kinds of things into bills so that you don't know what's in this bill. There's 900 different things that are in the bill. That's part of the dysfunction of this whole arrangement here. Some food for thought. Yesterday, I talked about this interview on News Nation that is getting a whole lot of attention. The conversation, the one-on-one conversation between Chris Cuomo and Tucker Carlson. It took place, the first airing was on Monday. It was the first time Carlson had been on any cable news program for a year since he got booted off of Fox. There have been a lot of excerpts from the conversations. One of the ones that I found most interesting was the one where Cuomo calls out Tucker Carlson. They're talking about the footage from the January 6th insurrection. Cuomo argues that the former host, Mr. Carlson, knew exactly what he was doing. He acted maliciously. He said, quote, "Your approach and the approach of other people on that network," more or less what he's saying is disgusting. "It was a riot, and you said it wasn't a riot, and it was a riot." And then Tucker agreed with parts of it being a riot, which is the first time he's ever said that. And then Cuomo talked about transparency and sort of chided Carlson for that. Carlson's more of a showman. Cuomo says, "I am who I am, and you'll find me the same," kind of like I say, "I'm the same person off the air as I am on the air." But through the whole thing, I mean, Cuomo said you cherry-picked the tape to show, you know, things about what went on in the Capitol that day. It's editing. What you can do. It's like photoshopping Kate's picture.
Yeah, things that really happened, but edited together in a way to make it look even worse. Not really necessarily doctoring things. But here's the fact, too. There were protests, and people are within the right to protest. There were riots. There were rioters, which is never okay. But we're constantly confusing protesters with rioters. And a lot of the stuff always happens once the protests go on and the day goes on later. And a lot of those people who are there to riot, they weren't there during the protests. They showed up later, and that's when the chaos all started. And we saw, too, so many people who were there to protest. They were protesters. They were not part of the riot, but they were shown in the background of somebody else's photo that made it onto social media. And then their work sees it and says, "Oh, you caused anarchy, too, and you're part of the riot, so you're fired," when they were not part of the riot at all.
Nope. Yeah, he took them to task for not going after Putin. Tucker Carlson looked down and said, "You wanted me to make it out alive, didn't you?" Yeah. And then I'm looking at some of the other. I just find, if you get a chance, if you're politically motivated or you watch the cable news channels, some of you may be prone to Cuomo and his thinking, and some of you may be prone to Tucker and his thinking. I like News Nation a lot. I like the three people that are on the evening. Cuomo has changed a lot in his approach. I didn't like him when he was on CNN at all, but I do like him in this role that he has at News Nation. He's nobody to trifle with. And the two of them were, I didn't think they were particularly well matched. I thought Carlson came across as kind of the do-do-do-do-do guy that I've always thought he was. But anyway, it was good to see the two of them being civil with each other. It was a very good exercise. Okay. And you know what? It sort of plays into our philosophy here of people getting along. Why don't you get along? Even if you don't agree, you get along. You learn to get along with people.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the American way. That's it.
It's just humanity. Have manners. You don't have to respect somebody to be respectful towards them. Because whether or not you're respectful towards somebody doesn't have anything to do with them. It says everything about you.
Yeah. All right. Do you know what the fastest growing sport is in the country? In high schools and colleges?
Lacrosse? Pickleball?
Nope. Keep going. Wait, keep going.
Hockey? Wrestling?
Ah, wrestling. Who's wrestling? Yes.
Who's wrestling?
Yeah. Why is there interest in wrestling? Because there are more girls wrestling than ever before. It is the fastest growing sport in high school and in colleges. Women's wrestling. And this sport, when you look around the country, was not allowed before. And now there's a surging number of states. There's a movement because a lot of these female wrestlers are better than the boys. And it has been dominated by men. And it all started fairly recently with this girl who beat up all the boys on the wrestling team. I forget where it was.
State championship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
She left the girls division for the boys division, yeah.
Right. And she beats all the boys. I think there's something, these kinds of stories I love because I want to have, again, equality. And then people say, well, why do you then not understand what's going on with unisex bathrooms and boys who become girls? And that's not what we're talking about here. This is a purely focused on women who are good at a sport. And I think that it's very good for women to develop themselves as you get older. There's nothing better than having muscle on your bones to hold you together. And it should start at the time. These kids have to develop their strength and agility. Great training, good for them. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hear that? The relaxing sound of ambient music in a yoga class. And if you were here, you'd listen to 15 people taking a deep breath in sync. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get a quote today and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, and find inner peace with a different pose called Palms on Handlebars. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the March Spring Sale, March 15th through the 25th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Stop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy?
I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
After the hour on the Good Day program, one of my favorites in the broadcast world, and probably across the spectrum of human beings that are good, I would put Warren Eckstein pretty much at the top of the class. Wonderful human being, a great. How do you not love somebody who loves animals as much as Warren does? That's kind of the key here to this whole thing. Having him on my program is really moderately self-serving because not only do I really like Warren, but he's very helpful. We were just talking off the air about my dog Daisy, how she's acting a little lethargic. Warren gave me some psychological advice, probably more for me than for the dog. But I do get concerned about her. She does have a shoulder issue that goes back to when she was in that cage for 2.5 years. And so sometimes she, but as you said, if she's eating, she gets excited. And when it's feeding time and we're not home yet, she's all over me. She'll bark at me in the truck. She'll be jumping in my lap. And the same on weekends when we sleep in a little later, she just jumps and rolls around and, you know, that stuff. But she just seems to, and maybe it's because she has a sore shoulder. I know, then I got to figure out what to do to fix her shoulder.
Well, there's so many things we talked about. There's so many things now, but you're going to hydrotherapy, acupuncture.
Yeah, I am
going to. I would speak to the vet about cold laser therapy. It did an amazing thing for one of my dogs who had a very similar issue. So there's a lot of things that can be done, but I want people to understand also, and I kind of said this off the air kind of in a joking way, but in my book I write about dogs that can become hypochondriacs. Sometimes if a dog gets a lot of attention when they hurt their foot, you want them to get that attention, but the bottom line is the dog associates limping or reacting a certain way with the reaction of their guardian, maybe an extra treat, maybe an extra massage, an extra this or an extra that. So you got to kind of take that into consideration. But here's my rule of thumb. You've gone to the vet checked the dog out. As long as what goes in and what comes out looks normal, I'm okay. That's my rule.
Very normal. Right. The other day, Mary, who runs my farm, and I were having a meeting, and Daisy was under the table. And all of a sudden, whew! And Mary looked at me and she says, "It's not me."
And, yeah.
She doesn't have a lot of gas.
15, you can have 15 people in a room, and all of a sudden you smell something, everyone's going to look at the dog. You know it wasn't the dog. Come
on. Yeah, right. Of course not. Okay, so anyway, the essence of her being active, I did the thing on the air yesterday about fruits and vegetables that dogs should eat. There's a whole list of things that I found online that are okay for. And I give, because I eat a lot of fruit, I give Daisy some of the fruit that I have every day, pineapple and strawberries and things like that, and she has always reacted well to it, so I'm hoping that that's something that is good for her. What do you ever feed fruit and veggies?
I don't think anyone eats more fruit and vegetables than I do. As a matter of fact, I'm going to plug myself here. On my YouTube channel, youtube.com/WarrenEckstein, I do these shorts. Yeah. They're just like a minute or less. And I just did a short, maybe a week or two ago, specifically on fruits and vegetables that you can feed your dog and fruits and vegetables that perhaps you should not feed your dog or your cat. But there are a lot. My dogs love apples and all the things.
Yeah, of course, you can't get them. Daisy does, too.
Can't give them garlic. You can't give them onions. There are certain things you can't. No raisins. Grapes. No grapes. There are certain things you can't give them. No lemons. And lemons are not a great idea either. In fact, I just read there's a thing on TikTok now where there's a whole thing where people are throwing lemons to their dog to watch their reaction and supposedly
that's
up an arm. Absolutely.
Yeah, but they should be.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Today is Canine Veterans Day. This is one of your specialties. I know you've trained a lot of these dogs. This started with a Vietnam War veteran in Jacksonville, Florida, a number of years ago, a dog handler. He certainly saw how valiant the canines were in conflict. And apparently this goes back to the Greek and Roman era, when military working dogs were a part of the army.
Well, you know why most dogs are taught to walk on the left side, right?
No.
Well, it started going back to wars years ago when you were just talking about it, but the bottom line is most men being right-handed, they carried their swords in their right hand, so therefore the dog could not be on their right side. That was the only reason for teaching a dog to walk on the left back then. And since then, it's kind of a habit. You know, most men would carry their rifle on the right side, so therefore the dog would be on the left side. Amazing work these dogs do. How many thousands and thousands of lives these dogs have saved in World War I, the Civil War, World War II, Vietnam, which I'm more familiar with. All of these animals are absolutely incredible, and they do deserve not just a day, but they deserve every day. As a matter of fact, if you go to D.C., you can go to the War Dog Memorial, which I do recommend everyone go.
Yeah, that is a great thing to see. That is a fabulous thing to see. All right, so we tip our hat to our canine friends and the canine veterans today. Very important thing to understand and recognize all of those events, if you will. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. Check him out and it out at thepetshow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.